So you probably don't know this, but I listen to a lot of chill pop music. Like most of the time when I'm either, you know, reading or writing or studying of some kind, I am definitely into this. So thank you for being here. My name is Kamga and you're listening to or watching a new episode of the Love and Creative Podcast. It's been a while since I've showed up here to try to do some work with you guys. And today we are starting something that I like to call the audio article experience. What does this all mean? So I write articles on Medium. Maybe you didn't know about this. Maybe you do know. A lot of my articles on the internet right now are on Medium since 2013 when I left from my own personal blog and I've been putting things on Medium. And so what I've been doing now, what I'm doing from now on, is that on the Love and Creative Podcast, where I used to do interviews and rants and talk to other people, what I'm going to be doing now as well, in addition to what I've been doing, is that I will take my articles and then I will read them. But not just read them, because of course you can read them yourself. Like, what's the point? What's the point of me reading my articles? I mean, I wrote them. You can read them, right? But what we're going to do is that we're going to add some nuance to it. So maybe I'm going to explain where the article came from, why I wrote it the way I wrote it, the things that I was thinking about, etc. So this is supposed to be a test recording, but I'm already feeling really good about this. So I'm going to just leave it and let it go. And in the future, so this, you can find this particular article. The links are going to be in the description. If you're listening to this on the podcast, thank you so much for listening. Let me know how it feels to have a visual component to an audio experience / text experience. But I don't want to waste your time. I'm enjoying the music. I hope you are too. So we're going to pull up the article right now and read it. So the title of the article is "The Frustration of Not Being Able to Get Across to People You Love." And I wrote this article out of frustration. It was because I was feeling very, very strong sense that I'd come to a place in my life where the relationship that I had with someone I really cared about was deteriorating. And not in the sense of like divorce. I've already gotten to a divorce. In fact, in the article, I mentioned part of it. But it came from a place of realizing certain things about this relationship, about this breakdown, that there was nothing I could do about it. All right. So that's enough for an introduction. First song is already finished. Next song is going to be starting soon. And the recording is going great. And I think, like, I feel like I'm just moving around all over the place. So if you're not watching me, then a lot of what I'm saying is not going to make sense. But hey, let's get ready. Do this thing. Sound like Cody Warner. Let's do this thing. Let's get this thing. Oh, and if you're still listening to this and you haven't subscribed to my channel yet, please go ahead and do, you know, and leave me a review on iTunes. We'll talk about my inconsistency in the future, but for now, just go ahead and do it, all right? Okay. The Frustration of Not Being Able to Get Across to the People You Love. That's the title. Subtitle, Impasse. Oh, impasse. I think it's French. Well, I don't think. It is French. Impasse. Mid-19th century from French. From im, dash, expressing negation. Like impossible, imperfect. Plus the stem, passé, to pass. Impasse. So, negation, passing. Something stopping something from passing. Between 2007 and 2008, I wrote a lot of entrance exams into medical school. I'd finished high school. I was 17. For a short while, I moved to the nation's capital, Yaoundé, where I lived with my aunt's house. During that period, I attended preparatory classes, as was the order of the process. The only way you increase your odds of passing entrance exams is by going to preparatory classes, right? At least, that's what every Cameroonian and their uncle knows. Or you can skip it all, including the exam itself, and grease your way into it. Those of us who couldn't afford it had to prepare. And the irony still isn't lost on me. My cousins were about a year or so older than I was. When I wasn't in class, I would play King of Fighters 1998 to 2002 with Neo Geo, an emulator, on the computer in the boys' room. I slept on the top rung. My cousin, William, slept below. I hadn't listened to a lot of French rap before the year 2007. Willie found out and drowned me in a host of it. Mac Tyre, Kerry James, Lafouine, Zao, Booba, Grand Corps Malade, a lot of it flew over my head. I was in my Linkin Park, Avenged Sevenfold, Disturbed, Evanescence phase, and dealing with my angsty Sum 41 period. Bonding with Willie, Pat, and Mark over music and games was very soothing, in hindsight. My preparatory classes never helped me pass the exams. I failed every exam I ever wrote that year. Faculty of Biomedical Sciences, Yaounde, failed. Boya, failed. Failed. You're a failure. Well, this is not part of the article. It just reminds me of this comedian, Stephen Hay. I think it's Stephen Hay who does this impersonation. It's on YouTube. Check it out. You're a failure. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I traveled, studied, registered, failed, and came back home to question how intelligent I was. Right, that's a whole other story. One of the songs I keep going back to every so often is L'Impasse in Kerry James's 2008 album, À l'ombre du show business, In the Shadows of Show Business. Fun side note, the track Je m'écris in this same album, in my opinion, is the best French rap spoken word R&B collabs of all time. It was Grand Corps Malade, Kerry James, Zao. Check it out. Je m'écris. In L'Impasse, Kerry talks to his younger brother, Bene. Bene is thinking of dropping out of school. He has made up his mind about how education is not necessary. He deplores that he needs money right now and school is pointless. He paints images of him running a drug cartel and explains the future he wants. C'est maintenant qu'il me faut des thunes. Dis-moi ça sert à quoi de faire des études. De toute façon, en France, on est grillé. J'ai pas besoin de leur diplôme, il me faut des billets. Essentially, translation is, it's now that I need money. Tell me, what's the use of going to school? After all, in France, we're screwed. I don't need their diplomas. I need bills. Paper, money, billet. Kerry tries to explain how his choices will lead to worse. How he would have to do terrible things. How he would want to hold on to his street cred so bad that he would do even worse. Warns him about the bitter end. He explains, un mec refusera de te payer. The man is going to not want to pay you. Tu te tiendras qu'il soit le dernier à essayer. You would want him to be the last person to try. Il criera dans tout Paname qu'il t'a banane. Basically, he would tell the whole of the city that he could, you know, run one over her head. Pour que tu récupères ta cam, il faut que tu le cannes. Quel culot. For you to get your money, you would have to. Yeah. There's no happy ending to the song. Actually, why is my music? We're talking of songs. Why did my song stop? All right, let's go back to writing. There is no happy ending to the song. No matter how descriptive Kerry tries to paint how bad things go, Bene sings the chorus. There's this feeling he would still go ahead and take the path his older brother warns him about. L'Impasse. And this song is too upbeat. It's too nice. Don't want it. Let's try something else. In my short life, I've lost a few relationships I couldn't imagine losing. I've asked for forgiveness and been shown the door. I've apologized and been left unread. Heck, I was even ready to change my whole personality. Not healthy, by the way. And I still ended up in a divorce. True story. I try to understand what it means to love someone. Even if I don't have a personal answer, I'm very much aware of what it feels like to have the door of a relationship closed. But funny enough, I've hardly been in a position where I had to close that door myself after a lot of consideration. Of course, I've had romantic relationships that didn't work out, where one person left the other to dry. I've been the one who walked away without a proper explanation. If you want to cast the first stone, be my guest. Yet, to stand in the position of frustration where the only peaceful outcome requires that I walk away from a relationship isn't something I have really considered. It's one thing to have Kerry explain the consequences of one's action and to predict the future. It's another for Bennett to listen. Kerry raises solid arguments about the consequences of the drug life. And Bene raises solid arguments about life in France and why he believes it's the only way out. My impasse involves having enough conversations to realize that this person you love, person that I love, brother, mother, father, whatever, this person is so far beyond perspective that you can understand why they never understand you. And so how do you handle this? How do you explain both sides of a situation and be able to predict what they'd hear, say, before they even open their mouths? On the one hand, I'd find myself questioning my ability to communicate. Having read so many books, watching so many videos, drown myself in self-help, shouldn't I be able to get across? Why would I give up so easily? Isn't giving up a sure sign of failure? And on the other hand, there's the finality of the tones that I heard. I've heard the same arguments, the same examples, to the point I can feel like a performance. A true case of you cannot teach an old dog new tricks. Because this person, this loved one, knows you in a specific instance. For example, the goofy comic at the back of the class. And they can never take you seriously. The frustration of not being able to get across to the people you love is a peculiar hell. They say revenge is holding hot coal waiting to throw at someone. I say frustration is akin to trying to cool a lump of hot coal with your tongue. You may be able to produce enough saliva to cool it down. Yes, over time you could. But at what cost? I've written a lot of words to say nothing. Because this is what it feels like to try to make sense of this. A long-winded argument that starts with calm expressions, rising crescendos of anger, and lowering hull to try to catch your breath so you don't cross lines. Then catching yourself, losing it, and deciding to call it, to just end the call. When you love someone, you don't need to understand what love is to feel that it's fleeting away. The more you talk with them, and if you pay attention, you start picturing a world without them. The frightening part of this image, this inconceivable solution, is when you begin to consider, I might be happier without them. It's not a heavy feeling of wanting to do away with them. It's not even about closing the doors of communication. It's an invisible shutdown process. You understand they are not about to change their perspective, that you cannot convince them, that their view of you and the world is pretty much set and there's very little you can do about it. That's a scary feeling, because if you're like me, you suddenly switch to wonder, how can I love someone and be willing to disconnect from them like this? Is this really love? Am I normal? You can ask your therapist. I have no idea. And I'm not about to soothe you with some pseudotherapy from Reddit. I don't know. And I also don't know why this music is getting loud. Let's move to the next. I don't know. Looking at this feeling, questioning it, it's an important part of getting your life back and letting go of this weight. Looking at this feeling, questioning it, it's an important part of getting your life back and letting go of this weight. Frustration isn't a good thing. It isn't a good long-term friend. Having to carry this towards someone you love may push you to snap. Sometimes, the only way to get across to the people you love is to understand them and be proactive about the conversations that would be helpful to you. This may mean that whenever politics come up, you say nothing. Or when a certain family member is mentioned, you say as politely as possible, "Hey, can we talk about something else?" In the worst case scenario, you may have to cut them off. I don't wish that for you, really. I find myself at this point, and yes, it's as bad as it sounds. Especially if you were not exactly a victim of acceptable abuse. And by acceptable abuse, as I'm making all these air quotes, I mean things that most people would agree with you are good reasons to cut people off. I'm sure they know the list. But because we're talking here about people we love, there is a high chance that their crimes are subtle and spread over time, insidious. You had to do a lot of work on yourself to even realize that they had unhealthy effects on you. So the frightening realization that you might be better without them can evolve into a sense of relief. Not because you can do it, but because you realize you have a choice. You can walk away. You can delete their number. You can reduce the interaction. You can decide to take a break from the clash and go do your own thing. Kerry may have failed to change his brother's mind, but you're not Kerry, as much as the song represented the reality of most people in France, it's still a work of art inspired by reality. Your reality is malleable. You can still love someone and choose to stay away from them. You may not need to exercise this choice, but if anything, this can ground you enough to avoid unnecessary confrontations. Here's one of Kerry's final arguments to Bene about why he should stay in school. Ça sert à construire un avenir. Nourrit l'espoir qu'on peut peut-être obtenir ce que nos parents n'ont pas pu avoir, Bene. It's used to build a future, to feed the hope that maybe we can get what our parents couldn't have, Bene. Sometimes we stay stuck on what's happening to us. We don't see how it affects the others around us. You may be fixating on one person, getting frustrated about this single relationship. But there could be a lot more people who count on your courage, your calm-mindedness, to show them healthier ways to live with others. You might be the person who grants them permission to walk away from unhealthy relationships. Charity begins with you. That's the article, my friend. It's on Medium. Links are going to be in the description. And it came from a place of me feeling frustrated because I found myself, this was written in August. This is October. I found myself having very, very disconcerting thoughts about someone I cared about. And I could not imagine walking away from them. I had to find a way that made sense. And the way that I found that made sense was to be able to appreciate where they were coming from, understand that there are things about them that you may not enjoy, and really coming to terms with the fact that you can like someone but not love them. But most importantly, you can love someone and not like them. That's it for me for today's episode of Loving Creative Podcast. A little bit different. You're going to be watching this on different places. So let me know where you're watching this. I would love to get your perspective on my articles and, you know, conversations like this. Of course, it's going to be different as I do more and try different things. And I'm really, really excited about this new format of repurposing content. In fact, the month of November and December, I'm going to be doing a lot of repurposing, a lot of taking things here, mixing things there, making things and just doing all this stuff. So if you're listening to this, you didn't see the way my hands move. So if you want to watch this, go ahead, IGTV, YouTube. You're going to be able to see the article. Let me know in the comment section. If you read the article itself, let me know if you find you like it. There are other articles. If you have any specific requests of articles that I wrote that you want me to read, because I've written a bunch and I'll be choosing them myself. If there's one particular one that you like, that you enjoyed, and you want me to, you know, dissect it a little bit more, tell you where it came from and what I feel about it now, if my perspective has changed, or if I still believe in the things that I said, I would love to do that. So, without much ado, I will let you go on and carry your day. And just remember, charity begins with you. You can love people, not like them. You can still respect them enough to have your own life. And you don't have to feel like you must be with people, especially as Africans. We have this sense of, if someone is your parent, then they can never do wrong. I don't believe that. I think we're all human beings, all figuring it out. And it's okay if you don't like somebody. It's okay if you don't like your parent. You can love them and respect them and treat them with kindness. But you don't have to subject yourself to treatment just because they're your parents. I don't agree with that. Or siblings, or friends, or coworkers. So that was the message for today's article on Loving Creative Podcast. Thank you so much for watching, for listening, for reading, for leaving comments. Looking forward to the next one. In the meantime, you take care. You're worth the effort. Bye, my friend.